Welcome to the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com, where each week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, an assassination, or a serial killer in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 24, The Assassination of John F. Kennedy. The assassination of John F. Kennedy on November 22, 1963, remains one of the most shocking and controversial events in modern history, marking a moment that profoundly impacted the United States and the world. Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, was fatally shot in Dallas, Texas, while traveling in a motorcade with his wife, Jacqueline Kennedy, and Texas Governor John Connally. The tragedy unfolded before the eyes of the public, sparking grief, outrage, and decades of speculation about the circumstances surrounding his death. John Fitzgerald Kennedy, often referred to as JFK, was born on 29 May 1917 in Brookline, Massachusetts. He became one of the most charismatic and celebrated figures in American politics, representing a new era of optimism and progress. Elected in 1960, Kennedy's presidency was marked by significant moments, including the Cuban Missile Crisis, the establishment of the Peace Corps, and his commitment to the space race. His leadership during a turbulent time of the Cold War, civil rights struggles, and rapid social change earned him admiration both at home and abroad. The events of the 22nd of November began as a routine political visit to Texas. Kennedy, accompanied by his wife and a team of advisers, had embarked on a 2-day trip aimed at bolstering support for his re-election campaign. On that fateful Friday, the president's motorcade made its way through downtown Dallas, cheered on by thousands of enthusiastic spectators lining the streets. The open-top limousine carrying the Kennedys and Governor Connally offered a clear view of the president, allowing the crowd to catch a glimpse of the leader they admired. As the motorcade passed through Dealey Plaza at approximately 12:30 p.m., 3 gunshots rang out. Kennedy was struck twice, once in the upper back and then fatally in the head. Governor Connally was also wounded but survived. Chaos erupted as the motorcade sped towards Parkland Memorial Hospital, where doctors worked desperately to save the president's life. Despite their efforts, Kennedy was pronounced dead at 1 p.m., leaving the nation in shock. Within an hour of the shooting, Lee Harvey Oswald, a 24-year-old former U.S. Marine, was arrested in connection with the crime. Oswald was apprehended in a nearby movie theater after being accused of killing a Dallas police officer shortly after the assassination. Evidence quickly linked him to the shooting, including a rifle found in the Texas school book depository, from where witnesses reported seeing shots fired. Oswald, however, denied any involvement, famously stating, "I'm just a patsy." 2 days later, as Oswald was being transferred from police custody to a county jail, he was shot and killed by Jack Ruby, a nightclub owner, in front of live television cameras. Ruby's actions further complicated an already fraught situation, depriving investigators of the opportunity to question Oswald and fueling widespread speculation about the true nature of the assassination. Ruby later claimed that he acted out of grief and anger over Kennedy's death, but his motives remain a subject of debate. In the wake of the assassination, President Lyndon B. Johnson established the Warren Commission to investigate the circumstances surrounding Kennedy's death. The commission, chaired by Chief Justice Earl Warren, concluded in 1964 that Oswald had acted alone and that there was no evidence of a conspiracy. However, the findings were met with scepticism by many, as inconsistencies and unanswered questions in the official account led to widespread suspicion. Over the decades, numerous alternative theories have emerged, suggesting the involvement of various groups or individuals, including the CIA, organized crime, Cuban exiles, or even elements within the US government. Critics of the Warren Commission's report pointed to the so-called magic bullet theory, which sought to explain how a single bullet caused multiple wounds to both Kennedy and Connolly. The theory was considered implausible by many and became a focal point of conspiracy debates. Further investigations, including the House Select Committee on Assassinations in the late 1970s, acknowledged the possibility of a conspiracy but did not identify any specific parties involved. Despite countless books, documentaries, and independent inquiries, the full truth behind Kennedy's assassination has remained elusive up until now. However, there is the possibility that we could soon learn more about what happened on that fateful day, as soon after he took office in January 2025, President Donald Trump ordered the declassification of the remaining records. The impact of Kennedy's death extended far beyond the immediate shock and grief. His assassination marked the end of an era defined by youthful optimism and a belief in the power of leadership to drive positive change. For many Americans, the tragedy symbolized a loss of innocence as the nation grappled with the uncertainty and turbulence that followed. The 1960s would see further assassinations, including those of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy, deepening a sense of disillusionment and mistrust in institutions. Kennedy's legacy, however, has endured. His vision for a better America, encapsulated in his inaugural address with the words, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country," continues to inspire generations. His commitment to civil rights, his leadership during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and his ambitious goal of landing a man on the moon are remembered as defining aspects of his presidency. The assassination of John F. Kennedy remains a moment of profound historical significance, a tragic turning point that continues to capture the imagination and curiosity of people around the world. It serves as a reminder of the fragility of life, the complexities of power, and the enduring quest for truth. While the full story of what happened that day in Dallas may never be uncovered, Kennedy's legacy lives on, a testament to his impact on history and the enduring fascination with his life and death. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.